serious semi-truck till almost mysteriously, well, it was the lights of a truck stop that rolled into sight. And Joe turned to me and said, "I'm sorry, son, but I'm afraid this is just as far as you go. I kind of got to be making a turn just up the road a piece." And I'll be damned if he didn't toss me a dime as he threw her in low. He said, "Go on in there, son, and get yourself a hot cup of coffee on Big Joe." Man, I mean to tell you, when Joe and his rig pulled off into the night, man, nothing flat that was clean out of sight. So I walked into the stop. Well, I ordered me up a cup of mud, saying Big Joe's setting this dude up. And it got so deathly quiet in that place. Yeah, it got so deathly quiet in that place. And you could have heard a pin drop. And as the waiter's face turned kind of pale, I said, "What's the matter? Did I say something wrong?" I kind of said with a halfway grin. Said, "No, son. You see, it'll kind of happen every now and then. 'Cause every driver in here knows Big Joe, son. But let me tell you what happened just 10 years ago out there. Yeah, it was 10 years ago out there at that cold, lonely crossroads. And there was a whole busload of kids. And man, they were just coming from school. And they were right in the middle when Joe topped the hill. And could have been slaughtered, except Joe turned his wheels and jackknifed. Yeah, jackknifed. And it went into a skid. And you know, folks around here, well, they say he gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And out there at that cold, lonely crossroads, well, they're saying it was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. Funny, you know, 'cause every now and then, yeah, every now and then, well, when the moon's holding water, well, they see that old Joe stop and give you a ride. It seems just like you, well, some hitchhiker could be coming by. So here, son, he said to me, "You get yourself another cup of coffee. It's on the house. I kind of want you to hang on to that dime. Yeah, I kind of want you to hang on to that dime as a souvenir. Yeah. I want you to keep that dime as a souvenir of Big Joe. Of Big Joe and Phantom. Big Joe and Phantom 309.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. How you doing out there? This is Steve. This is the Bingo Show. We're just a little past the top of the hour here, so it's time for the cover all. But first, let me tell you what you just heard. That was Tom Waits from Nighthawks at the Diner, 1975. The song was Big Joe and the Phantom 309. Dinosaur Jr. did Whatever's Cool With Me. Before that, we heard PJ Harvey doing Dry, from Dry doing Joe. That's from 1992. Squeeze started us that set off with the title track to Cool for Cats. That's going all the way back to 1979. All right, some oldies in there. All right, so it's time for the cover all. If you're new to the show, the cover all is at 7 o'clock. We always do a set of covers. So we're going to get to that, and, you know, of course, they're going to stick to the theme. So, I don't know, without further ado, let's just do it. Alrighty. You're listening to The Bingo Show. I'm Steve. It's WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. WMFO.org on the World Wide Web.
lights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. And with the dawn, I wake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool, clear water. Say, Dan, can you see that big green tree? Cool, clear water.
Lección de country music. Voces de Chico. Primera guitarra. Segunda guitarra. Voces de Chica.
It was fancy very large. There was just enough room to crowd their drums in the corner by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashup door and a cheesy little arm. With the sound of the front F and the sharp and the second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
Guitarra eléctrica. Y batería.
We could jump to Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. He was playing the same old song in the afternoon on Sundays. We would play it all night long. It was all we knew and listened to, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like
pequeño solo de fiddle. Solo de steel guitar. Gran solo de piano a dos manos.
WMFO in Medford. How you doing out there? It's Steve. It's the Bingo Show. And we just did the coverall. And right now in the background, we got a little Friends of Dean Martinez doing Swamp Cooler from the Shadow of Your Smile. All right, let me tell you what we did in the coverall there. One of the fun things about doing a show like this is I start looking for stuff, and I find some pretty cool stuff sometimes when I do these themes. And this was quite a find. This is somebody, an artist called Caballero Reynaldo. He's from Spain, and he does a lot of crazy stuff, but he's obsessed with Frank Zappa, and he does a lot of Frank Zappa covers. And so that was Joe's Garage he did there. So check him out. Pretty cool. Caballero Reynaldo. All right, Deer Hunter did the song Cool by the band Pylon out of Athens, Georgia. They were big around the time R.E.M. was big. They didn't quite make it like R.E.M. did, but they had a couple big songs for a minute or two. We had the Standells in there, Dirty Water fame, doing Hey Joe. And that's off the very best of the Standells. You know, it's known as a Jimi Hendrix song, but it's an older song than that. It's kind of got some controversy about where it actually is from. Some people say it's a traditional song. A couple of people have claimed writing it. I just went with traditional to stay out of the brouhaha. But, you know, I could just put covers of Jimi Hendrix because everybody knows that version. Before that, we had the Beatles doing Three Cool Cats. And that's a cover of the Coasters. And before that, we did the Replacements. And they did the song Cool Water, which was covered of the Sons of the Pioneers. Kind of country western song, cowboy song. All right, that brings us up to date, and yeah, we got more songs. Joe Cool is the theme. We're here for another half hour plus, so don't go away. Kick back, listen in.
Man running through the grass outside, says he wants to take up serpents. Says he will drink the deadly thing and it will not hurt him.
Fat and lazy. Way all the way, we'll all the way, Joe. him. Cool boys, where you running to? Where you running to now? Last night I was dreaming about her and about him. Cool boys, where you running to? Where you running to now? Well, a cool boss, where's that knife now? Where's that old knife right now? Cool boss, where you running to? Where you running to now? Well, a cool boss, where you running to? Where you running to now? Last night I was dreaming about her and about you. Well, a cool boss, where you running to? Where you running to now? Well, a cool boss, where you running to? Where you running to now? I tell her the hard boss, where you running to? Where you running to now? Last night I was thinking about her, about you. Well, cool, cool, where you running to? Where you running to now?
Well, they're hanging Joe Bean this morning for killing a man in Arkansas. Funny thing about it, Joe Bean never even heard of the man. In fact, Joe Bean never has been to Arkansas. And to top that off, today is Joe Bean's 20th birthday. See where the gallows stand, Joe Bean. See where the gallows stand. Just 20 short years from the day you were born, you'll die by the hangman's hand. They're hanging Joe Bean this morning for a shooting that he never did. He killed 20 men by the time he was 10. He was an unruly kid. But they're hanging Joe Bean for the one shooting that he never did. See through the prison bars, Joe Bean. See where the gallows stand. Just 20 short years from the day you were born, you'll die by the hangman's hand. Well, your mother's in Capital City, asking Governor Sims for a stay. And it's really hard on her, 'cause she knows where you were on that particular day. You were working, Joe Bean, hard working, robbing the Santa Fe. Well, the telegraph wires are humming. Hear the governor's words come through. I can't set you free, 'cause it's not up to me. But this much, Joe Bean, I'll do. I'll join your mother in extending birthday greetings to you.
Happy birthday, Joe Bean. Happy birthday, Joe Bean. Happy birthday, dear Joe. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that Johnny Cash. He's a sick man. All right, that's Johnny Cash. Murder off of the disc Murder, and that was song was Joe Bean. And my Spinatron just crashed on me. So I think I can't remember what I played now. What else did we do? I just don't remember. We'll go back to it if we get it. Let's give it a second. Maybe we'll do a little public service announcement here. And that way we can buy ourselves maybe some time. All right, let's see what PETA has to say about turkeys. Not sure where this is going to go, but let's see.
When a Miami man brought home a live turkey for Thanksgiving, he didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
All right, so that's where that was going. I guess I should have known. Anyway, let's see. I can't get Spinatron back, and my memory is terrible, so I don't know exactly what I played there. But anyway, let's play some more music, then maybe I'll do a long callback. Here we go. You're listening to WMFO. This is the Bingo Show. The theme is Joe Cool.
Saturday night, I was downtown. I asked for one, she gave me
would just do. He turned water into wine, and if he had wanted to, he could have turned oregano into marijuana, or sugar into cocaine, or vitamin pills into amphetamines. Or he could have just looked you in the eye, and you would instantly be automatically be tripping. He walked on water and swam on the land. He would tell these stories, and people would listen. If you were blind or lame, you just went up to... Well, actually, if you were lame, Jesus would go up to you, and he would put his hands on you, and you would be healed. That's so cool. He could have played guitar better than Hendrix. He could have told the future. He could have baked the most delicious cake in the world. Jesus could have scored more goals than Wayne Gretzky. He could have danced better than Baryshnikov. Jesus could have been funnier than any comedian you could ever think of. He told people to eat his body and drink his blood. That's totally hardcore. But then some people got jealous of how cool he was, so they killed him. But then he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, did a little dance, and went up to heaven. I mean, that is so cool. Jesus was way cool. No wonder there are so many Christians.
All right, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. WMFO.org on the web. Glad you could join the show today. The theme has been Joe Cool. Songs about being cool and songs about being Joe. And I've got Edward Buchert here on deck, and he's going to be with you in just about 5 minutes. I'm going to play one more song, and I'm going to go back and tell you all the songs we played there, because we had the Spinitron go down there for a few, but I think I've got it all worked out. So that was just King Missile, Jesus Was Way Cool, and before that we heard the Gun Club, Cool Drink of Water, and we had the Hollies, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress, from the Hollies' Greatest Hits. Johnny Cash from the disc Murder did Joe Bean. And before that, we had the Flat Duo Jets doing Cool Boys from White Trees. Mark Anthony Thompson doing an old pirate song, Holloway Joe, from Rogue's Gallery. And we started off the set before this with Lucinda Williams, Too Cool to Be Forgotten, from Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. And we got just a few minutes left, so we got time to do one more song. We're going to end you with some Velvet Underground, and then Edward Buchert will be up. So don't go away. Stick around for all of it. It's all going to be very cool.
Somebody took